for the rest of your life.
It's on hold. No more drill, baby, drill, but I know you're not surprised by that. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, the name of the show is called America Tonight. As we continue to chug onward and upward through this chocolate syrup known as crude oil, the U.S. has decided to suspend exploratory oil drilling in the Arctic Ocean. The Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, said in a report to the White House he won't consider applications to drill until 2011, and then Obama extends the moratorium on offshore drilling. Lots of criticism headed the way of the federal government. Is it fair or is it foul? Obama's getting ready to hold his first full news conference in 10 months. I can't believe it's been that long, but it has been that long. Time flies, and it is unusual, because if you actually counted out the days, it's been 308 days since the Prez got together with the White House press corps in those one of those full-blown news conferences, you know, the kind that you see on the nightly news. Back in the day when I was just a kid, I remember watching Sam Donaldson yelling questions out at, I guess it would have been Ronald Reagan, right? And any of the presidents forward, because I think he was all the way through Clinton until he jumped on that Sunday show. But anyway, I had those memories of those press conferences. But his absence from addressing the reporters has far exceeded, I guess, Bush's longest gap, which was 204. How about that? And remember, when he was a candidate, one of the things he said is he talked about holding a news conference every month, but that hasn't been the case. He's staying away from the national media for, you know, whatever reason. I guess the whole less is more theory. And if you have a thin skin, or the administration has a thin skin and there are problems, you probably don't want to go in that direction. I guess the transparency thing has fallen off the map. Now, Obama's not shy about talking when he's out in crowds or doing one of those Rose Garden things. And he was talking here about the economy when he was actually on the road. And here's what he had to say.
Even though the economy is growing and adding jobs again, it's going to take a while to create the favorable conditions for communities like this one to rebound and to flourish.
Yeah, and communities like this one could be almost anywhere USA, because despite whatever the job numbers are that are being announced, I think they're much higher. I know I say this all the time, but I've talked to too many people that have second jobs just to make enough that they can even get by, because the jobs just aren't out there and they're not paying what they used to pay. So having said that and hearing what the president said, the U.S. is now spending more on food assistance than at any time ever in the history. And there's been a big debate over 40 million people now getting food stamps, and it costs $73 billion a year. So some people think it's a sign of a weak economy, and others say it's part of the expansion in welfare programs, because there's so many welfare programs, that's why there are more people getting food stamps. And it's a reflection of that. I think a lot of it has to do with what I said, that over the last 2 years, the economic plights and the fate and fortunes of families have been awful. You know, those food banks, they report that a lot of people that are coming in to get food are not what they would not the kind of people they would normally see. And I think a lot of that has to do with it. Unemployment and underemployment is horrible, off the charts. I don't care what the national numbers say. You could go state by state. The poverty rate looks to me like it's on the rise. And we can definitely criticize lots of aspects about the welfare program, absolutely. But what you're seeing now is not typical. Some of the people you're seeing are not typically the people you would see that have no other choice. No other choice. And supposedly, nearly 50 million Americans overall are living in households struggling against hunger. Wow, is that crazy? In a country this wealthy, we really can throw out that number? I mean, these aren't numbers that I pulled out of thin air. These are numbers that have been released by the government. So $73 billion a year going toward food stamps. Man, oh man. That's a heck of a lot, to say the least. A couple of other quick things, and the big thing happens to be what I mentioned when I first cracked open the mic, and that is the fact that BP is now fast and furiously trying to do whatever they can to plug up the oil leak. And it's all about the top kill and whether or not it's going to work out. Heading into this, BP gave it a 60% chance, and part of the reason why is because it's 5,000 feet deep and they don't know how it's going to work out. And if you look at a live picture of it, you can go anywhere to get the hookup. You see it gushing out, which is shocking when you first ever look at it. And millions of gallons of oil have come out of this leak in the past how many weeks? 5 weeks, right? So the idea is pump, baby, pump. Forget the drill, baby, drill. It's pump, baby, pump. I think I said earlier that they estimate 11 million gallons of crude oil is spilled. It's not 11. 11 was the Exxon Valdez. But closer to 7 million. I guess because my mind's fast-forwarding and I'm thinking, oh, it's going to far surpass that 11 million, because I believe it will. Unless they really clog this thing up. They figure out a way to stop the leak, and if it's the top kill method, great. If they're able to ultimately shove cement into the leak, then that would be the best thing possible, because you're seeing about 100 miles of Louisiana coastline that's been slammed hard by this oil. And the Coast Guard doesn't sugarcoat it. They see it. It's bad. And I heard that if you're near the mouth of the Mississippi River, man, you can smell it. You can feel it. You can feel that kind of that oil feeling that's in the air that, you know, usually what you get when you're near salt water, you get that salty smell that sort of, I don't know how you describe it, it's kind of fresh and salty. Like I would know when we'd go from Cherry Hill and we started going down toward South Jersey and the Jersey Shore, when we were getting closer to the beaches and to the water, because you would feel that, you would smell that. And now that smell is starting to change in some of those areas, and that's a sad, sad state of affairs, my friends. It's terrible to pay that price. BP did have some success with that siphoning deal they were doing. Remember the mile-long tube that sucked up like 924,000 gallons of oil since they started using that last week? At least something's coming up there. But they had to move it during the top kill thing, so they had to get rid of that. If the top kill thing works, that's the best possible scenario. Crews are still trying to burn and skim the oil off the surface. You're only going to get so much there, and they're trying to work up on a backup plan in case the top kill thing doesn't work. Even the idea to cap the well with a containment dome, they tried that before, but it crystallized, so they're hoping it won't happen this time around. All right, coming up around the bend, some interesting news. You know, everybody's looking for that miracle pill to take when they're trying to lose weight. And interesting, to say the least, because there's some pills that the FDA are saying, watch out, it may cause liver damage. We're going to talk about that next, plus a conversation with Yvonne Sanders. She's a weight loss expert. Stay with us.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-7237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And tonight we like to do a segment a couple of times a month called For Your Health. Check this out. Some popular diet drugs are getting slammed because they've got a liver damage warning attached. Ally and Zenical. You ever hear of those? The weight loss pills? They're saying in some rare cases, the Food and Drug Administration came out and added that there should be a warning about what could happen. There should be a warning on the label of the drug. It's sold over the counter by GlaxoSmithKline, and then the prescription of Zenical, which is very popular, is manufactured and marketed all over the place by Roche, I think, is the company that does it. The FDA pointed to 13 instances of liver damage associated with the drugs, that the two that I mentioned, and the problem, specifically, they haven't been able to say what the problem is, but the FDA is asking doctors and patients to watch for signs of liver injury, including itching, yellow eyes, skin, loss of appetite. As you know, these drugs are so big, because here's the thing, everybody's looking for the magic pill. And why not? I mean, if somebody said to you, you can eat anything you want to eat. I mean, you could eat crazy amounts of it, crazy amounts. There's this movie called Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks. It's an old movie, Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep. And in this movie, when you die, one of the things you do, you go to these pavilions and you could, you know, eat like 10 pies. Because that they knew when they filmed this movie that that's in people's heads, whether you're thin, you're medium, you're just right, or you're overweight, you know, with the common denominator is restaurants and food and all that stuff. So, sure, the magic pill is what a lot of people would love to see. And now as a result of that, I mean, look at the FDA saying, whoa, here's two examples of just be careful because of liver damage possibility. And like Ally, for example, it more than doubled last year. They sold almost $300 million worth of the stuff. I mean, blockbuster numbers, had a lot of celebrities endorse it and all that kind of stuff. So the question is, We want to be able to eat what we want to eat. We don't want to feel deprived. Well, this woman is great. She's like my go-to woman when it comes to talking about food and how can you lose the weight but not feel like you're going crazy because you can't eat the things you like to eat. Yvonne Sanders from Slimming World, always fun to have you on. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. You heard what I said. I mean, everybody, isn't it true? Everybody is looking for the magic pill, but there really isn't one, right?
Oh, absolutely, because no one really wants to make changes to the way that they're eating and drinking. Everyone, of course, wants to continue as they were and lose weight. So you're right, they're looking for that magic pill.
Absolutely. But here's the thing, and you see now, and which is probably a good thing, a lot of the popular eateries are feeling pressured to list calories from, you know, like California Pizza Kitchen to Outback Steakhouse, and they'll tell you what the mashed potatoes and the rack of lamb is and how much sodium is in it, or Cheesecake Factory where they have really big portions. They'll tell you what the pasta and the chicken is and what the fat is and all that sort of stuff that, you know, now that's starting to be listed, and people's eyes are popping out of their head. So you know what happens here, Yvonne. Everybody likes to go out to eat. They want to go out to eat, even if they're trying to slim down. But you say there's a way you can do that. If I want to eat a cheeseburger and I'm doing all the other things right, I can eat a cheeseburger, correct?
Yeah, one cheeseburger is not going to make you pile all the weight on. It's looking at the bigger picture and looking at kind of your eating overall. And the problem with this listing of calories and fat, and so it's going to send us all balmy. It really is, because it's just a bit obsessive, and it relies on the information being factual. Mistakes have been made before, and, you know, it's just becoming a bit obsessive. Whereas if you just, like I said before, it's not eating pasta and it's not eating meat and it's not eating potato that puts the weight on. It's what we put with it. So you can make great choices when you go and eat out easily. I have yet to find anywhere where I can't make a good choice when I'm eating out. It's doable. It really is.
So the thing to do is to learn what those choices are and not be lazy. Figure out what they are, because it's not that hard. It's not that difficult, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're not sure, the menus are all available online nowadays as well. So, you know, several of my members who are trying to lose weight, well, they're losing weight. They're not trying. They are losing weight. What they'll do, they'll do a bit of research online before they go. And if they see somewhere and they think, you know, I don't know that I could make a good choice there, then they might choose a different restaurant. You know, you have to be determined if you want to lose weight. It's not easy, but it is doable.
And it's interesting, you know, you talk about your members at Slimming World and the fact that there's like this accountability thing and there is a group. And Weight Watchers, as you know, you're kind of like the British, now American counterpart to Weight Watchers. That's why I think they had so much success and why you're seeing so much success. Do you think there is something to knowing that you might, you know, you're going to go and meet people and you're going to go talk about things and you want to look better, you want to feel like you can get a pat on the back because you lost a couple of pounds. Do you think there is something about going to meetings?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. Many of our members say that the accountability, but more than that, it's the friendships that you form. And when we've got it right in our groups, our members will sit and say things that they wouldn't even say on their own couch at home. You know, they feel so comfortable because the people in the room with them understand what they're going through. They're there with the same goal in mind. And so it's more than just the accountability. It's the community.
Oh, yeah. And here's another thing I think that happens. And I think this happens, some of the guys listening to us right now, and even obviously the women too. You have friends who sabotage you. I don't know if they necessarily mean to do it, but somebody starts to look better and, you know, they're dropping some weight. And so they're not going to go to Dairy Queen and down a whole bunch of, you know, burgers and have the dessert too, the blizzards and whatnot. And you'll have the friend that says, oh, no, you look great. Who can, it's okay. It's just one day. And I think even with men, the same thing with, like, drinking or eating giant pieces of pizza or whatever, I think that can kill your plans.
It can, and that sounds exactly like my family, let alone my friends. They're just a nightmare. They can be our biggest saboteurs. They absolutely can. And there's always this thing about, should I tell them I'm losing weight or should I not? Should I keep it a secret? Because if I tell them, will it be worse because they'd be going on at me? And I say, absolutely, you should tell them, because if they love you, if they're really a friend to you, they'll support you wholeheartedly and they won't sabotage you. And if they do, just don't be afraid to say, you know, you're worth more than that. Just stick with what you want to do and tell them, no, I don't want to do that. I want to go here or I want to do this. And don't let them. Be strong. Be strong.
Yeah, for sure. Be strong. So you're saying, too, that you can, because this is where we started off with people, they're listing the calories now and whatnot. You can eat some fatty foods, but it's a question of what else you eat around it.
Yeah, of course, it's everything but in moderation. So, you know, the way I'd look at it is you can have the pizza, but don't have the pizza and the McDonald's, if you see what I mean. So look at your day's eating overall and think, okay, so I'm going to have the pizza. Let's make the rest of the day as good a choice as I can, and you'll be great. You'll be fine.
All right, that's some sage advice. Hey, for people who are just hearing you for the first time, how much weight did you lose again?
I lost 63 pounds 11 years ago.
And kept it off.
Yeah. So it kind of changed me, really, quite a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Yvonne, always fun to have you on. If people want to know more about Slimming World, it's, where do they go? SlimmingWorldUSA.com?
That's the one, SlimmingWorldUSA.com.
Excellent. Yvonne, thanks. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kate. Bye.
Bye-bye. Always fun to talk to her. Man, anybody who loses 50 pounds or more, they definitely have a handle on some kind of secret. But everybody tells you the moderation thing, but it's being able to do it with anything. You know how that is. But I thought it was interesting that we have these popular diet drugs that now you see them all over the supermarket, and a lot of guys take them, a lot of women take them too. That there are people that have been able they've been able to trace it to liver damages, even though they're saying rare cases, the Ally and the Zenical identified, once again, 13 instances of liver damage that was associated with those drugs. You know, those companies are not happy about having that information lead like the nightly news. I saw Brian Williams and he was talking about it. All right, coming up in just a few, we got odds and ends. Next, though, what else happened during the day besides Operation Top Kill? The answer is a lot. We're going to talk about it.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try MicroPlant Powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, MicroPlant Powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will.
All right, I'm going to take some advice from a listener. Tom in Texas is right. We need to lighten up. And really, we've been doing a lot of heavy stuff in America tonight. But, hey, it's all about the water cooler buzz. We're all fast and furious and going nuts over some of the things that are coming out of Washington and either the lack of attention or not enough attention, depending on how you look at it. So let's do that. Let's lighten the load a little bit. Coming up, we have Harry Rinker. In case you've never heard Rinker with me, he's great. He's the guru of all things collectible, as I affectionately call him. Meaning, you know, the woman down the street, then the guy two streets over has a garage sale, and you never know what you're going to pick up, and you never know when it's your turn to have the garage sale. Maybe you end up getting rid of some of your stuff, or as Harry likes to say, you recycle your things and get a few extra dollars as a result of that. That makes good business sense to me. I think people are hoarders, though. I wonder if there's more hoarders or people that want to live more Spartanly, let's say. And I think there's more people that's why there's so many shows about that. People that have clutter. You know, it's like when you say you're going to read something, and you're going to read some books, and you're going to read some magazines, and got all this stuff, and then you look over on your little table, and there's so many magazines and so many books, you don't know where to start. You know what I'm saying? Or guys with tools, and the tools are just everywhere. I've seen that before in garages, and they can't even find the wrench. They're because they've got so many specialty tools. Somebody's got to be laughing right now. I know that you can relate to this. The whole idea of too much stuff. Anyway, he's coming up. This is Memorial Day weekend almost in a couple days anyway, and it means time to go to the movies, get together with friends, hang out, chill, and then remember ultimately the people who sacrificed their lives so that you can live the kind of life you're living, the good life in the greatest country, right? You can say, you can do what you want for the most part. So coming up, we're going to let you hear a little clip from Sex and the City Part 2. That's a big chick flick that will be here. Art Linkletter, you know, he is big-time TV host who passed away. Boy, living into your 90s, though, I think you're doing something right, and he did just that. He most recently was part of a show called House Party. Here's what he said about House Party and a little clip of House Party, too.
We made people funny. They weren't necessarily funny. House Party found people.
Hey, you're a diplomat, are you?
No, I'm a Catholic Baptist.
All right, so you get the idea there. And he was somebody who did a bunch of different programs. And when you think of all-time television hosts, I think I said this earlier, he had the unique name, and I think you think of him since he'd been around for so long. Like Bob Barker, you know, the whole Price is Right thing. I mean, Bob Barker, he was the guy. It was so weird when he finally decided to retire. In the case of Art Linkletter, he died at 97 years old, and he did a lot of those famous, he was part of two really big, big shows, two long-running shows. But he was the guy, and you could hear it in the one little section we just played for you there, who was the master of ad-lib. And the shows that we're talking about are People Are Funny and House Party were probably the longest things that he was involved with. So he died at his home in Los Angeles. He used to be, started out as a local radio reporter and roving broadcaster. You know what he used to do? I guess he used to do, and this is probably where he got his training, he used to run around to the state fairs and do reporting on that. So he would interview people in the crowd and whatnot. All right, coming up this weekend, like I said, it's a big holiday weekend. It kicks off the summer. And if you're a racing fan, I'm a big racing fan, but this year I haven't gotten to see as many races and haven't had the opportunity to pay as much attention to the races as I would have liked. But when we talk about NASCAR, you got a big NASCAR race this Memorial Day weekend, and it's in Charlotte. Joe Gibbs, who used to be, I guess he's most known for being the coach of the Redskins, although now he would be probably just as well known in racing for owning a race team. Here's what he had to say about the big race in Charlotte.
It's the longest race. It's really a test of man and machine. We have a great facility here in Charlotte. If people out there haven't seen it, you know, it's a great place to see or visit. And it's one of our highlighted big, big events. And it follows a big day of racing. You got the Indy 500, and then you got the, you know, we're here in Charlotte for the 600.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola 600 is, and he's right, it is a very big day in racing. So a couple of highlights, if we went back in history, we looked at some other big days. It is Thursday, May 27th, the 147th day of 2010. There are just 218 days left in the year. I always hate saying that, the amount of days left. I'd rather hear about the days that were just 147 days into this thing. But did you know in 1937, the newly completed Golden Gate Bridge connecting San Fran and Marin County was opened to traffic, the kind that walk across. They didn't do the cars until the next day. So first people went over. In 1896, 255 people were killed when a tornado hit St. Louis, Missouri, and East St. Louis, Illinois. You know how those two are real close. In 29, Charles Lindbergh Jr. married Anne Morrow in Englewood, New Jersey. That was a big deal. Lindbergh was so uber famous. He would kind of be like the George Clooney in a way of his day. In 1933, Walt Disney's Academy Award-winning animated short, The Three Little Pigs, was first released. If we jump up a little bit day-wise, or year-wise, actually, to 1985 in Beijing. Reps from Britain and China exchanged instruments, they called it, of ratification on the pact returning Hong Kong to the Chinese in 1997. People forget about that. In 1993, five people were killed in a bombing at a museum of art in Florence, Italy. It was shocking because they never had anything like that happen in Florence, at least in recent times. They hadn't had that happen anyway. And I'm going to go back just one more because I was always fascinated by the old liners, the Cunard liners, the RMS Queen Mary, which now is docked in L.A. You see it on the Rockin' Eve specials. That boat left England. It was its maiden voyage to New York, and it was 1936 when that happened. So lots of movies getting released, lots of movies that we're interested in. I'm interested in that second part of Wall Street, that whole Gordon Gekko character and Michael Douglas coming back to the screen. But I don't think that is going to come out now till the fall. Sex and the City Part 2, if you want to get in good with your wife, your girlfriend, or some other woman that you want to get close to, you might have to suffer through this with her. Here's a little clip of that.
Can't you join me for a drink?
Oh, I can't tonight. It's girls' night out. But I do have tomorrow free, all day and night.
Yeah, we'll have a full-on movie review, and it'll include that one, a trailer of it, when we do that in our next show leading into the holiday. A couple of quick odd news things for you, because I haven't touched on the news you can abuse lately, but this is crazy. I've been to the Burbank Airport probably four or five times. It's awesome. If you ever go to Los Angeles, you can get a cheap flight in, go to Burbank, because it's just an easy thing to do versus LAX. But a woman won a legal victory that's started from this scuffle with a TSA agent at the Bob Hope Airport. That's the one in Burbank I was telling you about. She is now being, I guess, slapped with a $2,500 fine. The woman was 58-year-old Nadine Hayes. She was charged with misdemeanor battery. Here's what she did. She was accused of smashing a TSA agent, hitting her, who tried to take away her mother's applesauce and other snacks at the airport last April. She assumed her troubles were over when a Los Angeles court, Superior Court judge last month agreed to dismiss the case against her if she stayed out of trouble for the next 6 months. But check this out. Last week, she received a four-page letter charging her with violating security regulations, and they notified her that she was subject to civil penalties of up to $10,000. Ooh, that's no fun, is it? She said she can't believe that she went through all this and then she got this letter. It says that the TSA accuses her of reaching into a cooler that was confiscated by the screener and grabbing a can of soda, attempting to drink something in a sterile area. They're just trying to nail her. They're just trying to get her on whatever they can because it became such a big deal. But $10,000 if they got you on that would be awful. So she's lawyering up right now, trying to avoid that. And I'm going to leave you with this. How about some birthdays? We haven't done birthdays in a while. I got a complaint from Dan in Vermont who says, Cade, what happened to the birthdays? I love the obscure birthdays that you used to do in every show, and somehow they have gone away. Well, we'll bring them back just for you. Could we have some birthday? Oh, he's so good. I didn't even tell him to bring out the birthday music, and he had it already. How about this? Lisa Left Eye Lopes, 39 years old. Jeremy Mayfield, 41 years old. Todd Bridges, everybody knows Todd Bridges, right? Different Strokes, child star, 45 years old. Adam Carolla, The Man Show, 46 years old. Lou Gossett Jr., 74, Raisin in the Sun, Roots, ring a bell with anyone? Henry Kissinger. Nixon, Secretary of State, won the Nobel Prize in 73, 86. 87 years old. I thought I was misreading that. Sam Snead, 98 years old. I don't know if Slammin' Sammy, to be honest, is still alive. Andre 3000, 35.
Emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use.
All right, once again, we've got Harry Rinker in the house to talk about all things collectible, and I have a feeling it has nothing to do with the oil spill. I don't know. Would you want to collect anything from that? Certainly not. I don't think so anyway. But here's the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Tis the season for shopping, garage sales, estate sales, all that kind of stuff. I'm starting to see a ton of signs, although I live in a warm weather place where there are more garage sales all the way around the year. But particularly now, I can see that they're clicking up. Around the country, I imagine, Memorial Day and just before that is when you start to see things really roll out. Harry, is that true with garage sales in other places?
It is, although traditionally we'll see them as early as April, May here. And, of course, as you're right, with Memorial Day coming up, most people will avoid the big national holidays for garage sales because people are traveling.
Right.
Probably the biggest day for garage sales, whether it's in your neck of the woods or anywhere in the country, are the last 2 weeks of August. Or if you're smart, that's when you'll do them. Because a lot of times kids moving back into college, you know, rented an apartment, and mom and dad are in town, and they're driving around garage sales trying to furnish the kid's apartment for him.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's
enough,
good.
That's a biggie in the garage sale business.
Wow, so the last two, we've got to remember that. And really, a lot of places, there's colleges everywhere, whether they're community
right.
colleges or big colleges or whatever, but it's everywhere across the country, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a garage sale, you know, this is the hardest thing to tell people. A garage sale is really a recycling sale. That is, it's a time when you look around the house and you say, what do I have that's usable that I don't care about? Or I haven't used in a year. I mean, if most women would apply that to their closets, they'd be a lot emptier, but we won't go there. But, yeah, yourself, kid. But anyway, the situation is you go around, you look around the house, and you say, okay, you know, I have this. This is still something that somebody can use, but it has no value to me. You put it out, and the deal is 10 cents on the dollar. If it costs a buck new, you sell it for a dime. If it costs $10, maybe you sell it for a buck. You want to get rid of it. The big mistake, Kate, that most people have, people have these garage sales. They get this stuff and they say, well, I don't want to sell that for that little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll put this price on it. At the end of the day, 90% of the stuff is still there. And what you have to understand when you run a garage sale is you already decided the stuff is worthless to you anyway. So
right.
why not get something for it but get rid of it?
Right, so you have to have
I mean, the
price
goal is not to move it back into the house.
Right.
I mean, you've met these people that have the same garage sale every year for 10 years.
Yes, yes.
And you go out there and the same merchandise, same overpriced merchandise. I mean, you know, you just want to say to them, you didn't sell that last year for that amount of money. What makes you think somebody's going to buy it from you this year?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and you do see that a lot.
Yeah, it's really hard for us when we're trying to counsel people about doing garage sales.
How do you price it?
Because a garage sale is really a recycling sale, it's not a place to sell antiques or collectibles.
No, it's not
a place to sell things that belong to your grandparents or great-grandparents or even necessarily your parents. Those belong at flea markets and auctions and other types of environments. It's not that a yard sale is that value. It's just that you want to make sure that what you're selling there is really something that somebody's going to reuse more so than anything else.
Yeah, so you said the thing about pricing. How do you decide how to price it?
Well, anything that sells it's a good price. I take the grandkids garage selling. I think it's first of all, it's a great way to do it. You give them $2 and say, hey, you know, spend your $2 wisely. You buy one thing or you can buy a bunch of things for a dime.
Right.
You know, oftentimes when they first start out with you, they'll spend their $2 and then they'll say, oh, Grandpa, I'd like this. And I say, but you don't have any money left. And so you've got to kind of encourage them and go along with it. Garage sales, too, are great if you're trying to save money if you have youngsters. I mean, that's really where the garage sale is probably at its best. You know, kids grow up fast. And they go through clothing and a lot of stuff gets worn once or twice, sometimes not even worn at all. A lot of things get played with for a short period of time, especially crap in today's world. And so you can do them that way. By the way, changing the subject, we do want to encourage people to call in with their questions about antiques and collectibles. They can use the same 800 number that you use, 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question about antiques or collectibles, give us a call. We'd be delighted to talk to you. Kate and I always love to talk to each other, but they don't call it calling a radio for nothing here.
That's right. And that's what we're good at. So 800-259-5791.
Right. Welcome when I call into you. We can call it calling a radio. It's all right.
That's right.
By the way, are you hanging your head? Little Orphan Annie is leaving us.
I know. No more.
It's down to 20 strips. 20 newspapers now. Yeah, it's kind of fun for me. I was a big fan of the comics on Sunday morning. I mean, whenever I travel, I mean, it's the first thing I always read is the comics. The sports pages is too tragic right now. I read these comics first, the sports pages second. I could care about the rest of the world. But the thing is that out in my travels, I see a lot of these columns that I grew up with as kids. They're still around. We still have Prince Valiant in our paper up here on Sunday mornings in Brookfield. And I see cartoons like The Phantom and Mandrake the Magician and Judge Parker and Mary Worth and even Dick Tracy. In the course of my travels, I mean, that's one of the fun things for me is to go out when I'm on the road and pick up a paper from another area and see what strips are still around, the old-time strips on there. And Little Orphan Annie survived really well, almost you know, just a little bit before it turned 85. But unfortunately, when the creators of these strips die, and I can't stand when I do encounter Dick Tracy, I can't stand him.
I feel the same way.
It's not the strip Chester Gould drew by any stretch of the imagination. Well, back around 2000, they changed a little orphan Annie. They got rid of her red dress with the white collar and the white cuffs, and she's in jeans now.
Isn't that crazy? Hey, Harry, we've got a call. Shelly is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Shelly.
Oh, gosh, Shelly, anything to break the monotony of Kate and I talking. Thank you so much. What you got?
Well, first of all, I want to say hi to Kate. I haven't talked to her in forever.
Hello.
Hi there. I have a sea chest. It's a pine chest that belonged to my uncle. He was a Great Lakes ship captain. Chest from the Great Lakes, and it was on the freighters. And there are tons and tons of tools in it. It's pine. And
does it have a dome top or a flat top?
It's flat.
And does it have his name on it or any markings on it?
Where would I look?
Would look at the top of the chest, and there would be his name. And if it's not there, it's not there. No.
No, there's no name. No name.
Yeah. The tools inside, unless they're specific for working on a ship, which they could well be, I suppose, the chest is probably nicely worn and got some age to it, so you're looking at 100 to maybe 100 and a quarter for that. The tools inside may, again, be sold more for use than for their antique quality. I mean, a hammer is a hammer, a screwdriver is a screwdriver.
Right.
And again, you know, people don't understand this. The tools don't wear out. And furthermore, if they're craftsmen, if you break one, you can always still take it back to Sears Roebuck.
That'd be funny.
No, seriously. I mean, when people go out to auction and craftsman tools come up, they bring a decent price. You know, if you pay a quarter at auction, a quarter on the dollar for a good Sears tool, you know, knowing full well that if something would happen to it, there's that Sears guarantee sitting in the background.
Sure. I know that there's a compass set in there, which is I'm not sure exactly what that's for.
If it's what we call a box compass, if it's a rectangular or almost a square-like box, maybe 4 inches or 5 inches by 5 inches by 5 inches, and you lift the top up and there's a floating compass in there,
then
you could have something worth $40 to $60 or more, even into the hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah, you know those nautical compasses I'm talking about, Kate, the ones that, you know, there's a cook on that hold them steady, and then all of a sudden you take the hook off, but it'll balance with the ocean waves so that they can take a proper reading.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
If you get one of those, it dates before the 50s, well, before World War II. They've got some collectability to them as a scientific instrument.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Cool.
Shelley, I'm glad that you called. Thanks. Appreciate it. Boy, time is fleeting. Harry, that's it. That was terrific.
Well, we'll do this again the second Tuesday in June.
Yeah, remember that, everybody. Hey, have a happy Memorial Day.
Hey, same to you, kiddo.
All right, Harry Rinker, he's the guru of all things collectible. He's terrific. So remember that 2 weeks from now, you want to ask about that stuff with the garage sale, you're moving. The pricing thing, I think, is so tricky. All right, we'll take more here on the flip side.